evening's story is about two goldfish, Dottie and Spud. And they lived in this really nice bowl. It was big. It had lots of space for them. And in the bottom, there was blue and green gravel and this really great plant that they could swim in and out of, and a castle where they could play hide and seek. And there was lots of space in the bowl. They could play race car, too. They would race around in circles. It was a great fishbowl. You might say it was a Super Bowl. And their person took really good care of them. Every day, they would sprinkle fish flakes up at the top of the water for them to eat. And it was a really good life. But one day, out of nowhere, this net came down and scooped up Dottie. Ah! She screamed. I bet you didn't know that goldfish can scream. We don't hear them, but they scream quite loudly for fish. She said, what's happening? And suddenly she was lowered into another bowl of water. And then right behind her, whop, in came Spud. And the two of them were screaming at each other, what's going on? What's happening? Where's our bowl? And they started swimming around in circles. Now, they didn't have very much room. It wasn't as big as their other bowl. They swam around in circles in a panic, screaming the whole time. And they were swimming so fast that they weren't even looking out through the glass. Because if they had been, they would have seen their person scrubbing down their fishbowl and rinsing off the gravel and replacing the plant and then cleaning off the castle and put the castle back in. And before you know it, they were going whoosh down a waterfall. And then they were in this great bowl. It had blue and green gravel on the bottom, this really nice plant for them to swim in and out of, and a castle. Whoa, a castle, they said. And they immediately started hiding from each other. And before you know it, there's a sprinkling of fish flakes on the top of the water, and they had their lunch. You see, goldfish don't have any memory. So they didn't realize that every 2 weeks, the same thing happened. They were taken out of their bowl. Their bowl was clean. They were put back in. They went into this panic every 2 weeks about what was wrong and what was happening. And every time, their person took care of them and put them back in a nice, clean bowl with fresh water. So goldfish don't have memories, but we do. So when we are in a situation that's maybe unfamiliar or uncomfortable, we can trust that our person or our persons are going to take care of us and make sure that everything is okay, and we're going to be safe and taken care of.